What is Project Connect?
Project Connect is a day of on-site services of about 55 agencies and organizations providing services free of charge to the underinsured, non-insured, and homeless populations. And of course, the general population is welcome as well.
And what kind of services are we talking about?
Services in the area of health, education, healthy food, cooking, counseling, screeners, vision screeners, hygiene, social services, and other linking services in those areas.
Why does the community need this Project Connect when all these agencies are already providing these services?
Yes, Kalamazoo and Kalamazoo County is an area that is full with resources. But as I said, we have many uninsured or underinsured individuals in our area. At one time, there was over 50,000 or even million, if you consider all of the smaller entities in the surrounding areas, of individuals who were not insured. Other people may have heard of different agencies and organizations and may not have the means to get to these places on a regular basis. So Project Connect is something that provides these services and gives them an introduction of what they are, where other individuals may not otherwise have the access or the capacity to get to these places. And these services on the days we have it, well, there's two events, one in May and one in November. And that's like a 6 month apart, as you would go to see your dentist. The dentist wants to see individuals twice a year. Well, that model for Project Connect is definitely one of those and why it's set up that way. And we address some of those barriers, and being that transportation shuttles are around the area, as well as we provide lunches. And then again, the linking services to families getting food if they run out and if they're struggling, making their food dollars stretch. At each Project Connect, I just want to say, and I think it's really important to the community, you asked why, you know, why do we have this? Why is it important? It's important because there are at least 600 to 1,000 individuals that are served, not just, you know, here's a pamphlet and move on. They are actually served at Project Connect. And that way that will empower them, the individual, and they can then turn empower their family members. And hopefully the ball will get bigger in terms of individuals empowering each other, educating them themselves, and getting out to these resources that are here in the area.
Project Connect has been held for several years now, I believe.
Yes, it got its start in 2009 and is still going strong and has seen over 12,000 individuals. And that's just an average or rough estimate. You know, as with anything that large, you'll miss some people. You know, there are people coming in the side doors or the back doors, those types of things. And we don't always get full intake on them. But for a safe number, it's been over 12,000 individuals.
Other than the numbers, is there any way to get a gauge of what impact Project Connect has had?
Other than the numbers, we will go to more of the personalized side or the soft side, if you will. And that's, to us, the most important is the individual that is served, you know, and they'll talk about their family and that family members being served and finding out things about their health status or their social status, socioeconomic status, and the list goes on. Hearing that feedback of need from the community members is very important. And it's a great payoff for the planning team and for those who support and have supported Project Connect since 2009.
And where will Project Connect be and when?
Project Connect will be Wednesday, November 13th from noon to 4 at the Kalamazoo County Fairgrounds Expo Center. It is free. We encourage individuals to come out, check it out. If you've never, ever participated, you've never laid eyes on the actual event, come on out, encourage others to come out. I'm sure you may know students or neighbors, children, underinsured, uninsured. Tell them to come on out and maybe buy them a bus ticket. Let them ride out there and find out what's going on. It is really a place of strength and resources and numbers and like services that is definitely needed on an ongoing basis for a lot of our community members.